You're tuned in to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. This week, we are exploring different approaches to learning. Yesterday, we heard from the Montessori Borealis Public School, and today we'll hear from another program in the district, the Juno Community Charter School, which has a project approach to learning. Welcome to the show, Mike Miersman. Hi, Mike.
Hello, bonjour.
Bonjour. And you are the middle school math and science teacher. Hi, Mike. And Steve Morley, middle school language arts and social science teacher. Hello, Steve.
Hi, this is Steve. Yeah, that's actually the other way around. I'm the math science and Mike is the language arts social studies.
I apologize.
Yes. But it's okay. We overlap.
Yeah, we overlap. I got a very long commute to bring the outsider perspective on culture. So that's why I teach social studies and language arts.
Excellent, excellent. Well, today you're both here to promote some of the middle school programs and after school offerings. But first, I understand that there was a recent change allowing students back into the classroom for 4 out of 5 full days a week. That's quite different from what it was before. So I was just wondering, how did it go yesterday?
Yesterday and today, it went really well. It's good to have the kids back in the building. We have large classrooms and we have lots of windows and excited kids and excited teachers. So we've been having a good time just having kids in person, looking at each other and talking to each other. It's been wonderful.
The energy level is back.
Yes.
like I can tell, we're totally energized by the presence of the kids.
Yeah,
it's really cool.
It's a game changer. It really is.
Steve sent an email yesterday to the parents and in capital letter, it says, wonderful. Like we've been waiting for this for a long time and we're doing it safely. So it's great.
I'm so happy to see that you guys are super jazzed about that. I bet the kids are pretty excited.
Jazzed,
well.
That's a good word. Yes, yes. Stoked. We're stoked.
Yeah. There's finally, you know, we have lots of laughing and lots of excitement, and it's really good to have that energy back. It's real nice.
Excellent. Well, that's great. That's great news. It's just one more sign that things are kind of going back to the way they were from, I don't know.
Almost there. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the programs that you guys offer at the Juno Community Charter School. First of all, you take a project approach to learning. What does that mean, a project approach?
Well, a lot of schools in the Juno School District, a lot of teachers do similar things. But we are attempting our best to do as much of the learning as we do at the charter school with a project as the foundation and the background and the beginning, middle, and end of the learning. So we're trying really hard to have kind of a theme, a big question that we're exploring, and over a long period of time, a semester or a quarter, look into something. Our recent one right now is a hero's journey. And so we're doing our science and our social studies and our language arts are all based around writing their hero's journey for their hero. And we're looking at ancient civilization and we're looking at technologies and we're looking at innovations.
So yeah, the transformation of their character throughout the hero's journey is the writing assignment, but it has to take place in the ancient civilization, which incorporate the social science piece. As far as the art goes, they are going to plan a book cover during art class. So we really incorporated all the different aspects of the day towards one same project.
Right.
It sounds like
we try to do that with, yeah, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, it sounds like it's all very intertwined. So you must plan it out
yes.
pretty carefully to make sure that, you know,
all the pieces fit.
Yes, exactly, right.
Absolutely.
So the exploratory program, I think that you were starting to touch a little bit on that. How does that fit into the hero's journey?
The exploratory program is actually, it's kind of a separate program that we do that isn't tied in, but I guess we do a lot of self-development and exploration in our exploratory. So I guess you could consider it part of the student's hero's journey as they move through the charter school. Students get to work with local experts, and a lot of those experts are parents from the school. So we have parents who volunteer. We have people who are interested in sharing their skill, their craft, their way of doing things with students. And then we divide up 3 times a year. We break up into groups. And so they get to do 2 different exploratories during 3 during 10 hours of sessions. Let me just see if I can get the math right. they get 10 weeks for each exploratory class, right? And they get 1 hour a week with each exploratory. So let's say a kid picks to do Rock Band with Rob Cohen, from a local music guru. He's been teaching with us for years, and it's just something that we've been lucky and privileged to be able to participate in. And he takes a group of seven kids, and they do a song and they perform it for the school.
Yeah, that's one thing that's really cool. The kids get to pick like a pop song or, you know, a classic rock song. The kids pick it. And then Rob somehow manages to make the kids perform the song. And I say somehow because it doesn't matter where the kid is at. He finds a music line. He is just amazing. Like, my kid was at the charter school and he has no music talent, and he did awesome because of Rob Cohen. So anyway, that's just one of
the aspects. One example. Like the list we had for the spring of 2020, the semester that, or the trimester that we lost, right, because of COVID. The list was Rock Band, cooking show. So they're going to cook and then make a show out of it, right? Kind of like a television thing. Tai Chi, crafts, totem pole carving, leatherworking, musical theater, painting, and Mandarin. I mean, those are the options for one trimester for 10 hours of class for each kid. So they got to choose two of those activities, and then that's their trimester for exploratories. So we really pride ourselves in digging deep in our community and asking a lot of people and hiring a lot of people to come in and teach these classes for our students. And our kids love it. They love being in groups of 6 to 8, learning from a local expert. So
yeah,
they really learn a lot.
Yeah, many voices from the community are given the opportunity to be heard at the charter school. And that's one thing that I always liked about the charter school. In fact, maybe that would be a good segue, is that I did an exploratory in French a few years ago. And that was really exciting. At the time, I was still teaching French at the university. And I was like, hey, I can contribute to the charter school by offering an exploratory in French. And this year, Steve got that great idea of, hey, why don't we offer 2 world languages? And we developed a full curriculum over the course of 3 years at the middle school. So Steve would be teaching Spanish and I going to be teaching French.
Right. Excellent. So the middle school students will now, several hours a week, will be learning French. Half the kids will be learning French, half of them will be learning Spanish, in a project-based way. So that's our goal starting this next year.
Yeah, and so that whole concept of project-based, we made sure that it was present in the language program. So one of the cornerstone project that we are going to do every week is cooking. So we are going to cook at the Zach Gordon Youth Center every Tuesday. One Tuesday is going to be cooking in French, because I am not a chef, so we're not going to do French cuisine, la cuisine française, every day. But we'll be cooking in French, in the French language, that is, and then sharing our meal with the patron at the ZAC and, of course, the students. I think it's important to be hands-on. Cooking is something that most people like to do. Most people like to eat, and sharing is caring, so it's really a beautiful medium to learn and teach a language. That is definitely one of the major activity we'll do to teach the language. I was thinking of doing a lot of field trips. And again, being outside is one of the key activity or aspect of the charter school. So we'll do that, but in our Spanish or French language.
That's great. And also, you know, being outside is fairly pandemic friendly. And since we were talking about how the students came back to in-person learning this this week, and we were both talking, I was talking to both of you before we went on the air about how these programs, the exploratory program, the language program, they've never been offered online. And so now with in-person learning, there's not going to be a lot of big changes to your approach, but are there some COVID safety precautions that you're thinking about taking?
Well, we are really, I mean, we're really hoping that by the fall, we've got vaccines for kids who are 12 and over at least. That's what we're really counting on. But right now we are we're 80% in person. We have most of the time, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and we're pretty comfortable. I mean, all the adults are vaccinated and the kids are being very, very careful. And, and so, I mean, we already operate at the charter school with small groups anyway, and we already spend quite a bit of time outside. It's just kind of part of our program. So,
yeah. And,
you know, we're feeling pretty good about, and the after school activities that we're really into. Yeah. We wear masks. It's, I mean, everybody's wearing masks, right?
Yeah.
But the after school activities that we do, the three that we're going to do next year for sure, cross country running is a really big one at the charter school. That's kind of a long time favorite of our students. Blacksmithing club is something that we do, and that's very COVID friendly. You're wearing a mask and you're wearing safety glasses and you're outside with yeah. lots of convection. You know, there's a lot of heat rising. And then Mike's going to start a mountain biking club actually next month. So
yeah.
So we're trying to do activities that are COVID safe, and we're trying to do things that kids like to do. So that combo, we should be successful.
Well, since you mentioned the mountain biking club, maybe we should talk a little bit more about the after school offerings. You've started to touch on some of those, but are there anything else about the after school offerings that you want to highlight?
Well, our kids can go to Zontakahina Middle School to do any club sports that they want to do. So they can, we organize parent carpools and such to get kids to go to basketball or to go to the volleyball or something like that. Offering that we don't offer, but is available to them because it's their local neighborhood school. We kind of are a little bit more eclectic. Is that the right word? Eclectic. We like to do things that are a little outside the box. And so the blacksmithing is kind of a unique thing that we do at our school that the kids are really excited about. Almost half the middle schoolers are participating this year in blacksmithing club. We just started this week, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I just kind of want to bring that out there. Steve is the one who does the blacksmithing club. That's actually shaping melting metal, right? There's a forge. I mean, I don't know how many 12-year-olds have had the opportunity to hammer metal when it's glowing red and almost liquid. But that's
not quite that.
It's supposed to be only gods who could do that. But here at the charter school, you have that opportunity with Steve. I stay in the background to make the jokes, but Steve is the one really leading the experience.
It is surprising really cool. They let us do that. It is, but we're, you know, it's been very safe and it's been a lot of fun. So,
Yes, and the mountain biking is not as thrilling, except that I am really passionate about mountain biking. I've been BMXing since I was a kid, like 12 years old, even I think it was 11, whatever. But I am also going to have guest people coming who are much better than I am at mountain biking. I want to focus on the maintenance of the bike, and all riders are welcome because Juneau has a great variety of trails. You have some very flat ones like to Herbert Glacier, or you have some very technical ones going all the way up to Granite Basin. And I am totally willing to offer all the riding levels. I like to jump and I like technical stuff, but I also realize that not everybody likes to do that, but enjoy riding their bike. And I'll make sure that everybody's welcome and have fun. That's one big thing in my teaching, is having fun.
All of these programs and the project-based learning approach, it sounds like a lot of fun and good outlet for preteen angst, especially the blacksmithing, I think.
Yeah.
And you guys are just a delightful duo to talk to. I bet it's a lot of fun working together there at the Juneau Community Charter School.
Correct. Yeah, it is fun.
Well, if any of this has grabbed the attention of parents who are thinking about sending their kids to your school, there's an open house happening tomorrow, actually. Looks like two sessions. They're virtual. Do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, thank you for keeping us on track. I would have forgotten. But yeah, we have an open house tomorrow. We actually have two. We have one from noon to 1, so in the midday, and then one in the evening from 6 to 7. And I'm not the tech guy, so Steve can tell you where to find the Zoom link.
Yeah, we're going to have the link up on the calendar. That's going to be on the website, the school website. So if you go to, if you just Google Juneau Community Charter School, you'll be able to find the calendar and find the link through there. Yeah, that's basically it. Our school is an optional program. It's a public school, right? We are a public school. We go K through 8. We've been talking a lot about the middle school program, but we have a K through 8 program. So we accept kids in kindergarten through 8th grade. So if you're interested in joining our school, then you can apply and join the lottery. There's a lottery system. It's all very complicated.
The entire school is project-based learning and really like to take the kids outside, hands-on, meet the kids where they're at.
Well, you're both great spokespeople for the charter school, and I just want to thank you both, Mike and Steve, both teachers at Juneau Community Charter School, for joining me today and talking a little bit more about how you guys approach education and getting people excited about the 2021 school year starting later this fall.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, yep. Thanks so much, both of you, for being here.
All right.
Take care.